Penguin Random House Audio presents Close to Home by Cara Hunter. Read for you by Lee Ingleby and Emma Cunniff. Prologue. It's getting dark, and the little girl is cold. It had been such a nice day. The lights and the costumes and the fireworks like a shower of stars. It was magical, just like a fairy tale. But now, everything's been ruined. Everything's gone wrong. She looks up through the trees and the branches seem to be closing in over her head. But not like Snow White, not like Sleeping Beauty. There's no prince here, no rescuer on a beautiful white horse. Only a dark sky and monsters in the shadows. She can hear noises in the undergrowth, the rustling of small animals, and a heavier movement coming steadily closer, step by step. She wipes her cheek, where tears still linger, and she wishes with all her heart she was like the princess in Brave. She wouldn't be frightened being in the forest all alone. But Daisy is. Daisy is very frightened indeed. "Daisy," says a voice, "where are you?" More steps, closer now, and the voice is angry. "You can't hide from me. I'm going to find you. You know that, don't you, Daisy? I'm going to find you."
"I'm going to say this now, before we get started. You won't like it, but trust me, I've done this more times than I care to punish myself remembering. In a case like this, a kid, 9 times out of 10, it's someone close to home. Family, friend, neighbour, someone..."